As we focus our thoughts this morning on communion, let's focus on Jesus. This is a poem written not by me, but I really liked it. It's called My King. The Bible says, "My King is King of the Jews. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of righteousness. He's the King of the ages. He's the King of heaven. He's the King of earth. He's the King of glory. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. That's my King. I wonder, do you know him? My King is a sovereign King. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere and is eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful and impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's Son. He's the sinner's Savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy, and is the fundamental doctrine of true theology. And he's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient Savior. I wonder, do you know him today? He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He supplies and he saves. He strengthens and he sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young and he serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent and it beautifies the meek. I wonder, do you know him? He's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. And he's the gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His words are enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't outlive him, but you can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him when they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him, and Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. That's my King. That's my King. Luke 22, verses 14 through 20 says, "When the hour had come, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, 'I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.'" That's exactly what we were doing this morning. Verse 17, "And when he had taken the cup, he gave thanks and said, 'Take this, share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on till the kingdom of God comes.' And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave them to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This cup is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood.'" So as we remember Jesus, remember who he is. He's our Creator, he's our Savior, but he's also our King. Heavenly Father, we come before you as your humble servants this morning. Help us to recognize who you are in our lives. Help us to focus on King Jesus at this moment, to what he has done for us, what he means to us, and what he's preparing for us, ultimate place of rest. Help us to focus everything, all our attention, all the distractions of the world, help us be eliminated at this moment to focus on one thing, the relationship we have with you. We thank you for Jesus' body that was broken. We thank you for his blood that was shed on our behalf. We pray these, all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.